about some storytelling and things now from Valerie. Now we're going to hear from Bernard Philipsen, from the RATC, all the way from the Netherlands. He's going to talk about the basic formats for storytelling. So this is going to be a masterclass session. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the introduction. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for turning out on this cold morning. We're going to look at formats and the 10 basic formats, but also how to use them creatively over the course of the next 2 hours. I warn you that this is an interactive class, so we're going to become very interactive, so you can't snooze in the back. As Valerie said, I'm from the RNTC, and what the RNTC is the Radio Netherlands Training Center. We've been around for about 50 years now. And we've been training media professionals how to master the media. Our focuses are journalism, persuasive storytelling, and learning by doing. So we're going to practice some of that today. So engaging formats and how to create new ones. We've been broadcasting for over 100 years, but it's still kind of new. People have only been talking about it recently. We're only starting to learn the technology, and we're only really finding what works and what doesn't. So I'm going to start with the question, what is a format? I'm going to ask you the question, what is a format? Any guesses? A way of organizing a program for what?
So that it tells a story.
There we go. That's a pretty good definition. A way of organizing a program so that it tells a story. Any other ideas about what a format could be? Yeah?
Would it not be based on the style? So almost the group of styles that you used to identify how you tell something.
Okay, so how to tell something. We're verging on the same thing. The BBC, the Beeb, in its need to try and formalize how basic formats in broadcasting work, did years and years of research. And they wanted to find out, what are the basic formats? Because around the world, there were all of these radio stations and broadcasting hubs popping up, and they wanted to use a common language between all of them. So when London office said, we want this particular thing, everybody in their network could go and create it. So they did research for radio, television, online, what are the 10 basic formats on how to tell a story, a unique way to tell a story. And they came up with a list of 10 basic formats. Before I give you the 10, I want to struggle along a little bit first. I want you to get into groups. We've got enough for three groups. Let's do three groups of four. Get into groups of four, and I want you to come up with what the 10 possible formats could be. I'll give you one, and why it is unique. The first format is magazine. You've heard of a magazine program, like Top Billing. That's a magazine program, or any radio show is a magazine program. And how a magazine program works is that it is a story told through links and items. The presenter links different random items together in a string. So, groups of four people, come up with the other 9 formats. Let's do it. Okay, let's come back as a plenary. So I've got 2 colors. I've got a red and I've got a blue. Let's call blue failed attempts and red real formats. Okay. So, shoot. Who's got one? Music. Who else? Did you all have music? You didn't have music. Okay, I'm going to put music over here. That was a failed attempt. Okay. Drama. I'm going to put drama right next to music. Okay. What is a drama and what makes drama unique? And why is music in the drama category? Anybody?
Entertainment.
So, a drama is a story told by actors. Very simply, an actor tells a story. And that's how you know something is a drama, right? You know the difference between something that's real and something that's fake by actors. And we've got a fairly good nose for bullshit. So we know that someone's an actor. One of the most famous examples of when people didn't know that it was a drama was Orson Welles's War of the Worlds. And during the broadcast in the 1920s, people were jumping out of windows because they thought that it was an actual news broadcast, that the aliens had landed and were taking over the US. So a drama is usually told by actors. Why music is a drama is because, well, those people aren't real. Yes, you can argue that artists are real people, but they actually are a persona or a personality of someone. Like AKA is a persona. He's actually very well educated, went to a private school, but he behaves in a gangster kind of thug way, which is completely different from who he really is. Similarly, I once interviewed Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift walked into the interview. She sat down and she was like, "I don't like question 3. Please can we change question 9 so that it reads like this? I want to answer this question in this way, so if you could change this question." And she was completely on the ball. She was smart. She was likable. She arrived on time. And then the camera started rolling, and Taylor Swift became this mushy, airhead, blonde. Oh my God, I've never been asked that question before. And I was like, who is this person? It's all an act. It's all a part of the persona. So musicians are a part of a drama. It's a story told through actors. What other formats did you find?
Actuality.
And what do you mean by actuality? So I'm going to put news here, and I'm going to call a different thing actuality. Actuality means live. Okay? Live and unedited. Very simply. So most radio is actuality and then something else. You sometimes do a pre-record interview or a pre-record discussion, but for the most part, radio is actuality. It's live, it's happening on the fly, and that's what makes radio so exciting. Actuality can give you quite a bit of excitement. What else? What did you find in the back?
Testimony.
Good. It's a blue. What is testimony? It's a personal story. Anybody else had personal stories? What about if I gave you a definition of testimony is opinion. A personal opinion of someone. So religious, when you have those religious programmings and you have preachers preach over the radio, that's a testimony. It's someone's interpretation of a book. Very simply, if you boil it down to what it basically is. What else is a testimony? The president's speech. It's the president's opinion on the state of the nation. It's the president's opinion of the budget. So a good journalist will always balance more than one opinion. You will always have, if you have religious testimony, you should have a scientific testimony. But we don't do that because we become stuck in our ways and we think that this is just the way that it's always been done. So a good journalist understands the concept of balance, and testimony always needs to be balanced. In broadcasting, you also have a thing called vox pops. Yeah? Vox pops are just a compilation of testimonies. lots and lots of testimonies, lots and lots of opinions. Other testimonies are just people when people tell you their personal story. Or phone-ins. Hey, what do you think of today's question? And then people phone in and give you their opinion. Those are all testimony. What else? Yeah. Reality falls in different things. I'm going to put reality here. It can also be a little bit of a hybrid. So it can fit there and there. We don't know what that format is yet. Another format that you guys came up with? Documentary. It's a red. Okay, another one? Debate. So I'm going to put debate in here. But I'm going to call discussion the format. Okay. So, what is a discussion? What is a discussion? And if you say it's a debate, I'm like,
Conversation between two people or more.
You see, we think that that is what a good discussion is about, right? But that's not a good discussion. Because yesterday we looked at story, and was anybody in the story class? The two of you? Three. We looked at story and we said that a story needs to have rising tension for it to be a good story. Now, if you've got two people talking it and they're not arguing, you don't have a story. You want a discussion that raises the tension. So a good discussion is all about arguments. You put two people that are completely opposite together to get an argument. Two very different opinions. And if you've got a good discussion, those arguments will rise your tension. Okay? It's opposing views. So if you have opposing views, the arguments will get greater. There was a show that the BBC then trialed because a good discussion, it doesn't say in all of this that a good discussion needs a moderator. A discussion can have no moderator. All that makes a good discussion is arguments. So you can take a moderator out of that if it's going to benefit it. So the BBC did a program called After Dark, and it was a late night program that they would invite a number of personalities basically off the street, and they would sit in studio, and then they got a box to open, and the box would be the topic. And then these people would argue without moderation in an actuality discussion for about 3 hours until there was a winner or a loser. They did the same thing in Italy, and people actually resorted to fist fights. It was just a topic that they had to discuss. And it was usually about sex, politics, or religion. The things that you're not supposed to discuss. Yeah. So if you can find a copy of After Dark, it's actually really entertaining. Another format. Interview. And why is interview a format? What makes it unique? Exactly. Interview is questions and answers. If you have a question, answer, question, answer, question, answer, and that's what rises the tension. So in yesterday's discussion, I gave the example of Oprah. Oprah is very good at telling a story with interview because she is able to ask questions and answers that rise the tension for the listener or viewer. So interview. Another format? Well, it depends. So let's get the basic formats and then start mixing them. Because you're seeing the pattern of where we're going next. Okay, next. Yes? A feature. It's a red.
Music.
We've got music as drama. Talk is discussion or interview.
Is it call and drama or discussion?
call-ins or testimony. Hold on. Call in. And we had, you said a report. Report is a format. And report is the correct format for documentary and feature. Why? Because we have got a different... This is one of those tricky ones. So around the world, an editor-in-chief would say to you, oh, go get me a documentary or go make me a feature. And everybody would run off and come back with a different thing, which implied that the feature or the understanding of a documentary or a feature was incorrect. So we call it a report. The definition of a report is a single subject explored by a reporter. And that's very important. Journalists, if you go to a traditional journalism school, they tell you that you should not be a part of the report. The reporter should be this objective voice. But we need to argue against that, because what we're noticing is that as soon as you have a strong reporter that leads your report, you have a very good documentary or a very good feature. You need to include the reporter in the report. So with the social media boom, reports done, YouTube channels run by strong characters that guide us through the reports are doing very well. Think about This American Life. It's a podcast series, it's a broadcast series, and it usually is a report. It's a single subject explored by a reporter. And the reporter immerses themselves in a world, and it's about their feelings, their emotions, how they're confronted by the things that they're seeing and doing and feeling. And that's powerful. Think about the Michael Moore guy. I hate him. I dislike Michael Moore intensely because he's a bit schlocky. But his documentaries, everybody has seen. He is the character at the center of his story, or the center of his report, reporting on what's happening. So a report is a single subject, just one subject, and the reporter is important in the report. What else have we got? Current affairs. I'm going to put it here with news. What else? Montage. Let's put montage here. I want my MTV, an entire channel dedicated to montage. That's what MTV is. Montage is simply putting things together through edit. So, you know, like when you compile your show's teaser intros, or you take the best of the day and you put it together in like a montage with some cool music, or yesterday's program we discussed, and then you hear what was discussed on last week or yesterday's program. A montage is basically that. It's putting this, pulling a story together through editing. And the sum of all of its parts leads up to understanding the story. So a montage is a story told through edit. Okay. If you have a voiceover that says, last week on, we explored some interesting topics, montage, come back to reporter, go back to montage, you have a report. You have somebody guiding your thing. The animal documentaries that David Attenborough does, the wily bush kangaroo, he talks over the image that we're seeing. So that's a report. If we had to take his voice over out, it would just be a montage. There is one called No Comment. Euronews does a thing called No Comment. And what they do is they put a camera, they put a series of cameras at the landing zone of Lesbos Island. And you just see, they cut between the various cameras to see the immigrants arriving, the Syrian refugees arriving. And they don't say anything. It's just cutting between cameras and you're deciding what the story is. It's called No Comment by Euronews. Anything else? We still got three. Sports.
Okay, we said educational.
Educational.
Yeah. May as well finish them off.
Yeah.
We said game shows.
Game. Bum, ba da bum, bum. One out of ten. Well, that's not bad. I used to have a music teacher, her name was Mrs. Cole, and if you sang too softly, she'd shout at you and she'd say, if you're going to fuck up loudly. So you might as well. Okay. Game. The what makes something a game? A game is a story told through rules. There's a winner and a loser. Soccer, for instance, or football, depending on what you want to call it, has got rules. A reality television series has rules. Think about Big Brother. Think about Survivor. Outwit, outlast, outplay. 17 people shipwrecked or stranded on an island. They're there for 21 days, and in those 21 days, they have a number of challenges to complete. It's all about rules, and the rules rise our tension. Yeah?
So would that include competitions as well?
Competitions. I mean, if you're in print, things like Sudoku and the crossword are all told through rules. So? Quiz. Yes, yes, yes. So it's a game. You've already got magazine. And a magazine is link, item, link, item. We call it almost the super wrapper. It is very versatile. News, current affairs programming. You can attach any theme to your magazine. So a woman's magazine. Men's magazine. So I used to do a show in South Africa called The Man Cave. It was a men's magazine program. The news is a magazine of current affairs. Yeah? So today on the news, then we go into an item of report. Then we come back. And we go back to a report. And we come back. And we go to the weather. The weather is testimony. Any future event, any prediction is testimony because we don't know it as fact. It's someone's opinion. We assume that the weather is a report. It's not. It's testimony. Yeah. What is advertising? Advertising is a story told through actors. Or it's, I tried new Dove, and my skin is so clear. It's a testimony. Or it's a report. Yeah. So it depends. Advertising can fit in multiple spaces.
Entertainment?
All of this is entertainment.
Yeah. All of that. Or just hoi everything.
Hoi. Give me the kitchen sink. You're done?
Yeah. What's your favorite education?
So that's the one. That's the one that we're all waiting for, right? The last format. A demonstration. And this is a story told through steps, told through a process. Welcome to Martha Stewart's cooking program. Today we're going to make a chicken. First, we remove the chicken from the plastic. Yeah. It's all about step by step. So I build the tension on, will the guy fix the car? And we go through a step-by-step demonstration on fixing the car. Will I bake the cake? So, these are the top formats. Boom. Written out nice and clearly. We've got magazine report, game, actuality, montage, interview, testimony, discussion, drama, and demonstration. Step by step. Now, how many of you use one, two, or all of these? All of them? Yeah, in your radio programs? Okay. But it's completely possible to use all of them. Okay. Let's investigate them a bit more. And particularly, you saw me putting them in a specific order. Why did I choose the order that I did? The first five have got a specific reason for being there, and the second five have a specific reason for being there. The first five, magazine, report, game, actuality, and montage, are what we call the wrapper formats. And these are formats that wrap around the other formats. I mean, my God, we're television people, television and entertainment people, we use the obvious terms. They wrap around. So as I said earlier, a magazine is a link, an item, a link, an item. You can build your magazine like we do a radio broadcast with, we start with a presenter link, then we go into some music, which is a drama, then we come out and we do a montage of sounds, then we go into more link, then we go into a report, perhaps, or we go into a magazine, another magazine of current affairs called The News. Then we come out and we do a phone-in, which is testimonies. So what we're doing is we're using a wrapper format to wrap around itself or other formats. Think about the formats like colors. And either you can paint in one color, or you can paint in two colors, or you can paint in all 10 colors. Okay? Yes? Are you looking confused? Okay. So let's say magazine was the final artwork. You could have all of those colors in the magazine program if drama was purple and testimony was green and discussion was yellow. You just combine the colors to create your artwork. So if those are the wrapper formats, then these are the singles. Usually, if you want to combine single formats, if you want more than one single format, then you have to use montage. So montage will always be in a format. So you asked earlier, can I have interview and then discussion? Sure. So I ask you a question, and then I say, so what do you all think about that? And then we'll go into a discussion. So it's the story is told through the editing. Questions so far? No, it's clear?
Yep.
Good. Now, I've got another activity for you. Some formats are good at holding facts and information. Others are good at holding emotion. What I would like you to do is mix, so not in the same groups as you were, move around, go to another group, and tell me, is this good at holding emotion, and is it good at holding facts? Some are good at holding both, some are good at holding only one or two. So, go ahead. I'll give you 5 minutes for this activity. Are they good at holding emotional facts? Change around. So is magazine good at holding emotions? Just in what it is. It's links and items. You guys are being too quiet. Okay. Let's take a look. So which are our emotional formats? Magazine program, tell me, is it emotional or fact? Why? Is it good at these things?
Is it good at these things?
Yeah. Is it good at emotion? Is it good at facts? Yeah. Why?
Well, because we are human beings.
So by itself, links, the items are generally more emotional than the links, right? Why is somebody listening in? Are they listening for the links? They're listening for the items. Usually, if you put too much information in your link, you kill the item. If you put too much emotion in your link, you kill the item. So links shouldn't have too much emotion or too much facts. It's like the newscaster saying all of the facts and giving you all of the emotion, then why do you listen to the next bit? Remember, we want people to follow us on the whole journey. We don't want them to just come for the link and then go away. So a magazine program is not good at holding facts and information. Yes, you can fill it with emotion-heavy or fact-heavy items, but the links by themselves don't or should not contain a lot of emotional fact. What about a report? Good on facts? Yes?
There's a debate on how news is presented.
Sure.
What percentage of it is common that the newscaster is? For example, the topical issue right now is the bombing of Syria. If you watch BBC World Service, there is a lot of comment, which sometimes becomes a little bit emotional. You remember when that gas was dropped and people were shown the rating and all that? There was a lot of comment and emotion.
Hmm. Was it a testimony? Or was it magazine? Was it a proper magazine program?
Some of it was testimony.
Yeah. So let's go back to just magazine. In a traditional magazine program, like the radio, like Top Billing with Michael Mole with the big teeth, links and items, those links should not have too much facts or information. In a report, single subject explored by a reporter, lots of emotion or little emotion? Can it hold a lot of emotion? Yes. Should it hold a lot of emotion? Yes, it should. Because we want to get the experience from someone. A good story is something that happens to someone that teaches us something, if you were to define a story. So a good report should actually happen to someone. The reporter is the someone that we're following. We've divorced our understanding of report for a long time, and you'll see that there are certain people that are doing reports now that people really like watching. I think of Richard Quest. When Richard Quest did the Afghan war and the Iraq war, I had to tune in because he was so fun to watch. We're looking at the devastations of war, but here's Richard Quest, also gigantic tea. Richard Quest live from Iraq! And he was really excited about being in Iraq. It was the best coverage of Iraq I've seen. It was his take on Iraq. Christine Amanpour, when she goes and does a report, you tune in for her take on that report. So we're not, we've got to understand that the world is moving away from just being voiceless, faceless news presenter doing a report. Also, as we go digital, people are searching for the reporters that they like, people like them who they trust. Their take on a topic is more important, and it's growing in its popularity. Think about the people you trust when they do a report. Yeah? Are we good with report?
Yeah.
Also good at holding a lot of information. So reports are great at information, but we knew that already. Game, good at holding facts and information? No. They are very good at holding one fact and repeating it over and over and over and over and over. But not good at holding a lot of facts. But what about emotion? Really great at emotion, yeah? Just tune into the live football to see the emotion in the format. Actuality, live and unedited?
Yes.
For emotion?
Yes.
Yes. Information?
Yes.
No.
What
you will need for actuality is to give it context. And context implies a report, testimony, something that's going to give us some sort of context. So, for example, I saw on Facebook the other day, there were two things happened at the same time. There was the chemical warfare attack on Syria, and there was the mudslide in Colombia. And people were journalist friends all over the world, and they were posting all of these things constantly live on the scene. And I kept on going, okay, shit, what is happening? Is this the chemical warfare attack, or is this the attack with the mudslide? And people are, because they were doing the same things. People couldn't breathe. They were needing to be rinsed off. They were being pulled out of certain bomb zones, etc. So it was kind of very difficult unless you had some sort of frame of reference. Another good example was the tsunami that hit Japan in 2012. I got home from work, and as I walked in, I put on the TV, and the tsunami had just hit, and these massive waves were coming over Japan, and Fukushima power plant was about to explode. And I looked at this all, and I said, oh my gosh, this started a really gripping story. And as the night progressed, the question became in my mind, will this wave reach America? And what will the devastation be when it reaches the west coast of the U.S.? And I had friends there. So the wave came through Hawaii, and they said, well, Hawaii is in a very unique position because the wave, there's no deep land mass that as it hits, it will start to form a wave. So Hawaii is not a good example, but the wave and the swell had passed Hawaii. And they predicted that it would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So I started calling my friends on the west coast, and I said, oh my God, are you aware of this gigantic wave? Get to high ground. But then it got to the west coast, and it went... That was the wave that hit the west coast. All my friends were extremely angry. This actually had happened. The point being that we can't predict the outcome of actuality. We don't know. In the moment, it's quite thrilling because there's a lot of emotion at play, but it doesn't necessarily, by itself, live and unedited, doesn't hold a lot of emotion or information. What you combine in that format gives it emotion, gives it facts and information. So in Beijing, for instance, they've got cameras on the pandas. And if you've ever seen the most boring television in your life, it's watching pandas. Because they don't do anything. They're dumb. We should let them go extinct. Montage, story told through editing, has it got capacity for a lot of emotion? Yeah. Facts. Again, we need context, and that's why report was invented, or at least voiceover was invented to give that montage context. Interview. Emotion?
Yes.
Yes. Facts and information?
Yes.
Testimony. Emotion? Yes. Facts and information? No. Because we need more than one testimony to be put together in order for it to be interesting, or in order for us to understand it. Discussion? Emotion? Yes. And what about facts and information?
Depends on which side you're in.
Yes. A discussion presents different people's opinions in different ways. So it's a critical thinking exercise, and it teaches us critical thinking because we're hearing lots of facts and information. When people discuss things, they discuss it on a fact base and an emotion base. So you're hearing lots of facts and information with emotion, and that usually convinces us. Drama. Good at holding information? Information? No. Drama is good at holding one single fact. So, for example, in the 90s, broadcasters around the world came up with this idea that to fight AIDS, they were going to encode in all dramas that if you use a condom, you will be safe. You won't fall pregnant, you won't die. If you don't use a condom, you will die or get pregnant, or there will be serious repercussions. Okay? And this was the discourse. And that fact was repeated in every single drama. No matter what drama you watched, in which part of the world, you would have that fact. It was broken in 2003 by an American sitcom called Friends. When Ross and Rachel sleep together and they use a condom, but it's only 99% effective. So, good at holding a lot of facts and information? No. Good at holding emotion? Yes. Demonstration? Good at holding facts? Sure. Good at holding emotion? No, it doesn't. So, here's the thing. Because we said there were colors and you can combine them, the reason why you would combine them is you would take something that's low on fact and combine it with something that's high in fact. Or if you want something with high emotion, you combine high emotion and high fact. So you've got both streams. It's like your question, can I do interview with discussion? Well, if you do those two things, you've got high information and high emotion and high information and high emotion coming together. So it's going to be a very high emotion, high fact program. Demonstration is traditionally quite dull. And the BBC, again, because this was their research, the BBC looked at the reasons why people weren't watching their cooking shows. On average, how many people in this room have tried something they've seen in a cooking show? Not you? Do you want to know what the world phenomenon is? 3%. 3% tried something, not even the entire recipe, something they saw on a cooking show. It's because it doesn't have emotion. So, the BBC invented two characters, and you will know them very well. Jamie Oliver, with his thick tongue, and Nigella Lawson, sex kitten. And their ideas were that Nigella was going to sell you sex and seduction, and her whole story, her universal truth, was if you cook, people will find you sexy. People will find you attractive and fascinating. Jamie Oliver's entire premise was based on the fact that if you cook, people will like you. Yeah? So the first two or three seasons of Jamie Oliver was, hi, I'm Jamie, I want to cook for the masses. So Jamie would trottle off and he would go down to the docks and he would find himself a couple of painters. And then he would say, come over to my house for lunch. And the painters would agree that at lunchtime they'd come over to Jamie's house. And then Jamie would say, oh, well, they're painters, they've been working all day, they're fairly hungry blokes. So then he would go off to the market and he would go and get some food and ingredients. And then he would discuss, oh, what am I going to cook these blokes? Oh, fish and chips. Oh, yeah, nice, healthy fish and chips. So that was half of the program. Then Jamie Oliver threw the demonstration very quickly. Oh, you're just making like this, blah, 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 batter, done. I tried one of those recipes because I was convinced by this whole logic that if I made this battered fish and chips, my friends would like me. So I invited all my friends over for a battered beer, fish and chips, and I followed the Jamie Oliver recipe I saw on the TV, and it was a total and utter disaster. Because the point of it was that I was supposed to be encouraged to cook. I was supposed to be encouraged, but his demonstration, the step-by-step, wasn't good, and it wasn't correct. So it wasn't the delicious, and my friends ended up hating me a little bit, but that's a different story. So the idea is combining a bit of drama, a bit of testimony, and a bit of game to create this cool demonstration. And that's what we can do. Like I said, they're colors. So we can combine the colors in any way that we like. So, before we do the personal assessment, I want to introduce you to this guy, Leonardo da Vinci. People are familiar with Leonardo da Vinci. He's credited as being one of the most creative men in all of history. But he was once accused of reusing the faces in his paintings and his artworks. So furious that he had developed a fixed pattern of thinking, he developed what he called the Leonardo da Vinci ideas box. So it's separated into head, eyes, nose, mouth, chin, hair, and ears. And what he could do is that he would randomly pick different things and throw it together to come up with something new and interesting. So if you ask me, Brandon, draw a face, I'll draw a pretty basic face like this. I've been taught over years how to draw a face, and there's nothing major to it, right? That's how I would draw a face. And that's my fixed pattern. As program makers, as people in the media, we develop fixed patterns all the time. Why? Because we're taught that way. Hi, welcome. So we're taught that way, that a good radio program is a link, an item, a link, an item, a link, an item, and these are the things that we put in there. But we don't want the same program as everybody else. We want to create something new and unique. We want to combine the colors in a creative way to come up with something fresh and entertaining. So let's play the Leonardo da Vinci ideas box and come up with a face. Can I have a head, please? A bullet head. Okay, let's call that a bullet head for now. Can I have the next one? Eyes, randomly. Pardon? Is it on the list? Huh? Swollen eyes. Okay. Let's try and get some swollen eyes. Yeah. Can I please have a nose?
Since the eyes are swollen, let's go for a parrot beak.
A parrot beak. I think a parrot beak looks something like that. Can I have a mouth, please? Pinched. Okay. Can I have some chin? Oh my God, this poor person. Yes. Can I have a hair? Frizzy. Yes. And may I have some ears, please, in the back?
Huge.
Huge. Well, he certainly is unique. Nobody will ever... he kind of looks like Jay from Modern Family. Quite a unique character. If we take a look at the fixed pattern of what we had... Yeah, the stock standard, everybody's doing it, no pattern breaking. It's the new unique creation of nature that we have over there. We can immediately see that we've broken a pattern of our thinking. And everybody started laughing. And you know how important laughter is in learning or anything. So your brain is like is like a field. And when you start walking through a field, you develop a very thin line. You can see somebody's walked through the grass. But the more you walk on the line, it gets deeper and deeper, and eventually it becomes a path. And then the more people that walk, people will then follow that path, and it starts becoming a highway, and it starts becoming compact and compounded. So that's what your brain is like. And you develop these super highways that shortcut, because you've been told, oh, that was a good job. So like the face, my grade 2 teacher said to me, Brandon, that was a very good job. That's a good face. So I've never had to question my drawing of a face. And as journalists, as media makers, you build these highways in your brain. As soon as you laugh, you break a highway. You break a fixed pattern of thinking. So that's just a little bit of the psychology behind that. We're going to come up with an ideas box for us to use as creatives. So we're going to look at those 10 formats again. And I want to separate you into groups. So let's get into groups again. This is the exercise. I want you to take one of the formats, magazine, report, montage, drama, interview, and like this, come up with different styles of those programs. So for those of you who came in a little late, we've looked at the 10 basic formats in broadcasting. We're going to take those formats and we're going to dig a little bit deeper into styles. Now, a lot of you have already mentioned the styles. You said news. News is a style of a magazine program. Or current affairs is a style of magazine program. A report could be a documentary. It could be a feature. So look at the different styles that you've encountered based on these. Games. Sport is a game. So you could put football. You could put basketball. You could all the sports. Or a survival game, etc. Different kinds of drama. Drama's easy, right? So comedy, slapstick, thriller, horror. Those are different styles of drama. So let's get into groups. And I'm going to leave this up here for now. Come up with as many different styles as you can find of the 10 different formats. I'll give you 10 minutes. Yeah. Try and work with people you haven't worked with before. For the newbies, just find somebody to work with. Everybody in radio is doing a magazine program. So everybody here should be putting their hand up and saying, yes, I do magazine program. Report? Do you do reports? Sure. Montage? Yeah, we're still getting quite, these are quite generic. Drama? You're doing drama. What dramas do you do beyond music?
Religious dramas.
You do religious dramas. Which station are you from?
Radio
Pulpit. Radio Pulpit. Oh, well, that makes sense. And you?
The dramas we do are dependent on the topic that we have.
So okay. Okay. Okay, so you explain a concept or something through a drama. Okay? But it's not a big, lots of information. It's just a tiny little thing. Yeah, because as we said, if you have a drama and you go, oh, I really should be using a condom, you know that condoms, if you don't use condoms, you will die of HIV. No, friend, really? HIV? Tell me more. We hate those kind of dramas, right? Okay, good. So you're not making those kind of dramas. Okay, good. Interview? Who's doing a lot of interview? Of course, it's radio. Testimony? Call-ins, phone-ins. Those are all parts of testimony. Also, if you get people to come and tell their story, tell me your story, friend. Give me the day that Jesus touched your life. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. Okay, game? Yeah? Okay, games are quite nice broadcast material. Actuality? Yeah. Everybody in radio is actuality because it's live stuff. Discussion? Yeah, big on radio. Demonstration? How are you using demonstration? Yeah. Step by step. Sure. And it's a very micro sense, but are you making a whole program about it? Yeah, you make videos about it. Yeah. Can we do better? Looking at these over here, do you use multiple styles of interview, multiple styles of the formats that you choose already? So can we come up with a new and interesting radio show together? Why not? Let's combine these to create something new and exciting. A new creation that nobody's ever seen or heard of before. So let's pick magazine, because that's going to be nice and easy. So now that that's out of the way, what are we going to make our magazine program about? And remembering, a magazine is links and items. So we've got a radio personality. What is the theme of our magazine?
No, what wife vocal magazine.
Okay, give me a different one.
Let's do drama.
It's got to be a rapper format.
It's gotta be a rapper.
So let's start. Let's have a rapper format.
Rapper is Mr. Brown.
Those are our rapper formats. Magazine, report, game, actuality, or montage. So we can have a game. Yeah? Let's make it a game. So our whole program is going to be a game. Now, a game is a rapper format. It can wrap around everything else. But a game needs rules. So what kind of game are we playing? Is it a prank game? So it's like Wacked. Anybody from 94.7? Sorry. I just like what. Is he at KFM? Okay. I haven't been in the country for a few years. It can be a political game.
Yeah.
It can be, let's look at what game style. Any other suggestions? A political game? What are the games? Survival, cruelty, dating, reality.
Yeah. Politics is all of those.
Let's call it a political game. Okay? So our show is a political game show. Now, let's put in something random. Give me something random. Pick one randomly.
Dating.
Okay? So it's a political dating game. Okay, we've got our game format. Now, give me a different format. No? Any other format?
A discussion review.
A discussion review. I'm liking it already. Okay, so they review something together as a discussion. Yeah, next. Another format. A testimony? What kind of testimony? A personal testimony. Does our game show have a host? Yes. So we're going to have a host. It can be testimony. So like, come dine with me. The host of Come Dine With Me is that snarky British guy who's super funny, but it's his testament. It's his take on the dinner party. So he's another character. Yeah, we could say that that's a testimony. So he's the voice of God testimony. Oh, this show for Radio Pulpit. The voice of God. Okay, so we've got a political game and it's a dating political game. So what do we know? We've got two politicians who go on a date. We send Helen Ziller with Julius Malema on a date. Okay. And we record the date. So, colonialism, huh?
Yeah.
That was a great idea, you think, Hal? Yeah. And they go on a dating game, and we give them something that they have to talk about. Okay, so they review each other's policy, or they review a specific thing they've said in their tweets this week. Okay? And this is going to be the dating game that they go on. Then they come back and they give us personal testimony on what they thought of the dating that they had. And maybe we can even do a little bit of interview, if we wanted to combine interview and say, what did you think of the date and what did you think of the date? Your personal testimony, and then bring it together in a discussion. I think that that is a much sexier way to tackle politics, and specifically for a listener, than to have them onto your show and do another political interview, or debate, or discussion. So we... Copyright? Radio Days? Just like put it there, copyright, Radio Days. Yes. Great show. We've taken something that we do, a fixed pattern. Snooze fest. And we've come up with something new and unique and interesting. Yeah, it might not be everybody's taste, but it'll certainly be interesting. So I hope that in this masterclass you've been able to at least get some of the tools that you need to break the patterns, to think creatively about the format that you're working with. Are there any questions?
You know, yesterday, I think it was Martin Lewis, and he was speaking in your language on breaking the rules.
Yeah.
Similar type of stuff. I'm loving that, the thinking pattern.
Yeah.
But how do you break the rules within a conservative space?
Well, I'm just looking, you've played by the rules. You know what a game is, you know what a testimony is. Those are not reinventing the wheel. But what we've done is we've just looked a little bit deeper and combined it in an interesting way to come up with something fun and new. So we still have elements of the DNA of something old, but we're combining them. Reality television is a combination, and it's swept the world by storm over the last 15 years. Well, it was actually more. MTV's The Real World was the first version of it, and that came out in around 95. And there are previous, but for the most part, it's a combination of drama and game. Yeah? And when you put those two things together, real people in a drama, in a game, you've got something new and fun. You can do the same. We can play. We mustn't forget that we're allowed to play. And as the rules and goals keep on shifting, specifically in the digital realm, we need to stay more relevant. We can't go with the same blunt instrument and try and get new readers and listeners and viewers. We've got to become more innovative. Because digital is innovative. The online space is innovative. They're breaking the rules and the patterns. And that's why people are migrating there. So you need to break your patterns. Flip the script on a boring old radio program, just because that's the way that you've been taught. It's also, I would like to argue, that it's a incorrect format. Radio, before radio was a magazine, was a newspaper. And newspaper was a format that was invented to get news over quickly. So headline, lead, body. That's the way it was structured, in this inverted pyramid triangle structure. And they still teach journalists and media makers the structure now, the inverted pyramid, headline, lead, body, conclusion. And most radio shows borrowed from that. They took this newspaper and they borrowed from it. The reason why a newspaper is structured that way was just so that the editor could lob off sections and the story still made sense. So radio went, oh, okay, well, we're just going to borrow that. And they borrowed that. And then when television was invented, well, then they borrowed from radio. And then it continued this pattern of thinking. So nobody broke the pattern. They just continued to do it. Radio needs a presenter. So we're going to do that. Does it? Do we need a presenter? Most podcasts now are people's Choose Your Own Adventures series through different things. So if you want to listen to something, you go there, and then you go there, then you go there. And it's what you want at what point. Could radio have a Choose Your Own Adventure? I think it could. Change channel if you want to go to the next, you know. Go up one channel, go down one channel. So it makes it interactive and fun again. You can choose your own adventure. There are ways we can practice and play with. Okay, any other questions? You look confused, sir. Thinking deeply. You're trying to restructure the highway in your brain. The M1 is now like shaking, the bridge. Yeah?
I think just a comment. For me, it's been a refresher. I did this course at Tarot in 2018.
Yeah.
And I work with the young people.
Yes.
And I always tell them that for these 10 better formats, which if you always do the report every week in, week out, it will become boring for listeners.
Yes.
And it becomes very boring for you as a production team.
Yes.
Because every day you already know,
yes.
So I always put across to them that every program, let's mix things up.
Sure.
It's exciting for us in the production team because this week you'll be tasked to do a game. Next week you'll be tasked to do a celebrity interview. The other week you'll be tasked to do something else. So as a production team, you hype your excitement. The listeners, their excitement will be hyped because even the listeners will not predict what you're going to do.
Sure,
the
next sure.
Program, and that's what
yeah, exactly. So it's keeping people guessing. It's also telling a story in a different way. Just because you've been telling the same story in the same way over and over, it's getting monotonous, guys. That's why people don't engage radio. Radio is a background thing. It's the bed to your life. You've heard people say this. And now TV is becoming the new radio. People put TV on in the background and then they're on their smartphone, looking for the stories that are relevant to them in new and exciting formats. So we've got a challenge. We've got to break through two barriers now. Yeah. Awesome. Any last thoughts or questions? Well, thank you very much. I hope that you've enjoyed this session. Unfortunately, you came in late, but whatever. You got something. I hope that you've enjoyed the session. If you would like the notes, leave me your business card. And if you want to get in touch, my business cards are in the front. All right, everybody, have a good afternoon and rest of the conference.